Black Tree Crime is a podcast that researches and discusses murders committed by Black offenders. It is a podcast that anyone and everyone is welcome to enjoy, but it may not be enjoyed by anyone and everyone, so listener discretion is advised. Now, without further ado, this is Black Tree Crime.
Do not go gentle into that good night.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Mama Nikki.
And this is Black True Crime. And if this is your first time here at the show, friend, welcome and hello.
Come on in. We're here, even though some of us don't want to be. We are here.
Ooh, yes. Which one of us don't want to be?
It's me.
At least she starts with honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we like honesty.
I'm sure this episode is going to make me happy. So let's get into it.
Oh, crap.
Oh, okay.
Thank you guys so much for coming to listen to this episode, this show, us, including Mama Nikki. She's agreed to appear on the show more. So you guys have that to look forward to because apparently y'all love her.
Why not? I'm lovable. I love them.
But anyway, this case today, Kristen, sorry, probably won't make you happy, honestly. It infuriated me and we're going to get to it.
Oh, we haven't been angry in a while.
In the 2 whole weeks. So, are you guys ready?
I am ready.
Okay, let's get started. For today's case, we are going to be talking about a mass shooting that happened in Virginia Beach, Virginia on May 31st, 2019.
Uh-oh.
Wow, we just moved there.
I was about to say, y'all were literally there.
Yes.
Sorry, this is the intro.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Although we know who the killer was, the speculation surrounding why he did it and the investigation that followed will have you wondering if it was just another lazy investigation by incompetent law enforcement agencies or if someone somewhere has something to hide. So join us as we discuss the deadly demise of a civil engineer named Dwayne Craddock.
Oh, no, not a civil engineer. Named Dwayne Craddock.
No, Chris is a chemical engineer.
Mom, don't put all my business out.
I'm proud.
Thank you.
Dwayne Craddock was born on some day in some month of the year 1979.
Okay.
I didn't find much at all about like how he grew up or anything of his childhood. You know, that's like why I do this.
Yeah, we like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I hated it. But I did find that he more than likely grew up in Virginia, specifically the Hampton Roads area.
Oh, okay, Hampton.
Probably Portsmouth.
Portsmouth.
Oh, definitely Portsmouth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me see.
If you're on Patreon, you see him.
I'm cracking up.
Mm-hmm. Not it definitely Portsmouth.
What a Dos Equis.
He definitely gives Portsmouth for Norfolk.
When we first moved to Virginia Beach, Hampton Road, we thought it was Portsmouth. We was going around saying Portsmouth. So dumb.
Honest mistake.
That's all right.
In 1996, when he was 17, he graduated from Denby High School in Newport News. I literally lived down the street from there when I was in the hood.
Oh, my God.
In the hood. I did not know that was the hood signing them papers.
Okay. Mom, how did you not know?
Oh, it was so nice and clean in the day and night. I'm like, look at this. Didn't know they were going to be blowing heads and shooting bodies the next night.
Rest in peace to that man. So, yeah, he went to that school, and after he graduated, he quickly enlisted into the Virginia National Guard.
Okay.
His first assignment was an infantry
brigade
combat team based in Norfolk. But from what I read, he never like actually had to participate in violent situations, you know, like defusing anything. So it's kind of just there.
But they just trained him to be.
Yeah, he had basic training. And then I saw that he went somewhere to get a little bit more advanced training.
Okay.
He was discharged in 2002 after spending 6 years in the Guard.
Wow. Long time what? In the guard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he had benefits.
He did. And I'm pretty sure he used them to go back to school. So he later went to ODU and got a bachelor's degree in civil engineering. Pretty cool.
Nice.
We all know that he would eventually end up working within the city's government, mm-hmm. if you know anything about this case.
Which we don't.
Well, you guys. But a lot of people have heard of this. And thank you to the people that have suggested this case, because there was a lot.
Shout out to the folks who suggested Dwayne's unfortunate murder.
Yeah.
He wasn't murdered, so.
Uh-oh.
Let's start there.
What the Girl, lean in.
He was kind of murdered.
We're going to get to it.
I'm like, what is happening?
You just need to sit back and relax. Look cute.
I can't do the last part, so I'll just sit back and relax.
So he ended up working for the city's government, but his job before that was working for a private engineering firm in the area. So
okay.
I feel like he was making more money probably with them.
I was really going to ask, was he making some money?
Not entirely sure.
Hmm.
The job that he was working at when he lost his mind and killed 12 people.
Oh, yeah.
Say it ain't so,
Dwayne
Kayla.
Dwayne was the murderer?
Dwayne is the murderer.
OMG, what did they do to him?
Well, we'll see. Now, I know that was a very short rundown of like who Dwayne was, but it didn't seem like many people honestly cared about who he was or where he came from. They were just so disgusted by like what he ended up doing that even the police chief named James Cervera said during a news conference when speaking about Dwayne that it would be the only time his name will be mentioned publicly by law enforcement.
Good grief. What did he do to those folks?
We all have like something against mass shooters. I think there's like an extra layer of how dare you.
I mean, before that, Kayla, I know why we ain't gonna mention them after they done killed all the folks, but.
Oh. But he didn't say it before, Mom. He said it after.
Oh, okay. So we ain't gonna glorify his name. We ain't gonna give him that public publicity for free. Okay.
I'm just saying, they talk about everybody else.
Maybe it's like maybe because he was in the guard, like he served for our country and then like now he's a mass murderer. Maybe they're just extra pissed at him because it's like, how dare you?
To be fair, a lot of murderers like statistically have some type of history within the military.
We need to know how deep and dirty this case gets.
Not good. I get that Dwayne did something horrible and basically unforgivable, but being honest, I never heard of any professional like law enforcement agencies saying something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, what the freak? How did he do what he did? Like, what is this? What happened, Dwayne?
We're going to look into what happened. At the time of the murders, Dwayne was living in the Atkins Reserve apartment complex in Virginia Beach. So if you guys are on Patreon, you see him. This is what he was looking like around the time that he got hired for the city in Virginia Beach.
He looks nice.
Yes,
he doesn't look like a freaking killer.
Nope.
To me, when I see this, I'm like, okay, he's a little off. Like, he's a little weird, you know?
Yeah, probably, a little weird.
He probably kisses with, like, a turtle mouth.
Yeah, like, he just looks like a little nerd. He doesn't
What's
look
a
like
turtle
a...
turtle mouth?
It's like when... we're the
better view.
It's like when you're, like, when you... It's like...
The point of your lip kind of combs over your bottom lip.
Mm-hmm. And then you, like, kiss someone, and it's kind of like they're kissing, like, a sphincter.
Okay.
He doesn't look like a killer in this picture. He would have duped me.
So he was living in Atkins Reserve in Virginia Beach. And according to two of his neighbors, Dwayne was kind of a recluse. He wouldn't really speak much to any of his neighbors, which same. And didn't really have people over.
No, he had no friends.
One of them, 23-year-old Cassidy Howerwin, said, quote, no pet, no wife. No visitors, no nothing. I've never seen that man take groceries up to his apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
That's a sad, sad life.
Sounds really sad.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, I was like, okay, it is kind of strange that he was 40 years old at this time and had, like, no real connections to anyone.
Which is weird because we think he grew up in the area. We at least know he went to college there and was in the guard for 6 years.
Girl, went to high school in Newport News, went to college in Norfolk.
He don't got no friends out of all those experiences?
Well, we're kind of going to get to it. Because it looks like he was purposefully pushing people away. I later found out that he had actually gone through a divorce back in 2017. And like, ask anyone, divorce is hard.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that she didn't see him like bringing up any groceries, because his ex-wife was probably like in charge of that. Mm-hmm. And he was just eating takeout.
And he's probably depressed.
He was also a creature of habit. And a part of that habit was that he was almost always home on Fridays. So when he left early on Friday, May 31st, 2019, they noticed and thought it was unusual for him.
Dang, they all his business morning.
I'm telling, we got some stalkers.
I mean, I'm not mad at them, because hello, he's in their apartment. He's a weirdo, you know, he's not giving normal, so you should keep your eye on people like that.
Well, he wasn't really weird. He just was paying the he was just minding the business that paid him his. And they should have done the same to a degree.
Oh, snap. She came for him. For them.
Mind the business that paid him.
My, you kind of nosy, though, so I think you need to take your own advice.
Girl, I'm very inquisitive, and I need to know my surroundings.
Precisely.
I love how you dress that up. According to that same Horowinchik, quote, if you think about a meathead at the gym, that's him. He was jacked.
Oh.
I struggled to find like any pictures of him from the neck down. So I'm not entirely sure like how jacked he was, but it doesn't really matter. At least he was leaving the house to do something.
Yeah. I'm trying to look at him again.
Kristen.
Well, I'm just trying to see.
Now I have a couple of pictures of what Dwayne's condo looked like. At least on the outside. So this was like what his condo looked like. I swear it reminded me of Chase Arbor, where I used to live with that ex person.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Yeah, that was like his condo, the front part.
Yeah, it's cute. Very cute. He has a little space on the side.
But I'm going to tell you something. Those window shades tell you everything.
What do the window shades tell you?
Zoom back to that first picture. The house was nasty on the inside. Not that. Look at all them cameras. Look at that.
Oh, gosh.
Look at him.
Look at all the cameras he had.
Okay, it was about three or four cameras.
That's a lot for a freaking condo. Okay. It's not even your home. I mean, it's your home, but like, you're not a homeowner.
Well, you can't own the condo.
Okay, let me get to it. So he had those cameras set up, and they were all facing outside. And it looks a little eerie now, you know, because we know he was a little off. But according to the heroin chick, Dwayne apparently had two cars. He had a Subaru and a silver Camaro that he was obsessed with. Mm-hmm. Pride and joy, his prized possession. And the cameras are more than likely just to make sure those weren't being stolen.
Okay, because it will get stolen in that area.
No shade. I mean, it wasn't a bad area, but like, people steal cars anywhere.
I was about to say, Southern Virginia, like, no shade. Like, Chesapeake, great. All those areas are great. But like you said, people will steal a car in 2 seconds. They'll steal a car all the time, my job.
Well, all them areas not great, because Portsmouth got on the list for the worst city. And Suffolk wasn't far behind it. So, yeah, you got your picks and picks and everybody and everywhere.
Shout out to Missy Elliott, because she's from Portsmouth. Now let's talk about his job. Dwayne had been an engineer for the Virginia Beach Department of Public Utilities for 15 years. So from 2004 to 2019.
Okay.
Talk about a creature of habit.
Oh, yeah. He specifically worked in the city's water and sanitary sewers branch.
Oh, Jesus.
Bless anybody that works in there. I'm sure a lot of you guys may have heard of this case and heard that Dwayne had recently been fired at the time of the mass shooting, but that's not true. He was still employed and he still had access to the building. So it wasn't how the media kind of presented it, like, oh,
he
tricked someone into getting, you know, letting him into the building.
Hey, we don't know what happened. So
you guys don't know, but a lot of people, I'm telling you right now, like, a lot of people are aware of this case. So I'm just dispelling rumors that may already be out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm following. Come on.
Okay. Thank you, Mom.
Kristen.
Keep up, Pooh.
And it wasn't like the building required a high level of security or anything like that. It was an open government facility. And like, anyone could walk into the office.
Mm-hmm.
But you do need a security pass to access the employee offices and the conference rooms, which is where he did most of the killing.
Wow. So he shot up his job.
Yes.
after working there for 15 years.
Yes. I love that.
What did they do to him?
Yeah, what happened?
We're going to get to it.
Hold on.
They did something to him. They bullied him.
It's possible. We're going to talk about it. Now, don't get me wrong. He wasn't the perfect employee or anything. After his divorce in 2017, he started having performance issues at work.
Who wouldn't?
Understandable. The man was depressed.
Right. So
he was probably holding on by a thread.
Right.
In 2018, Dwayne received a written reprimand because of his poor performance. He had failed to meet expectations during his evaluation and therefore didn't get the raise he was supposed to get.
Mm. Oh, they mess with his money, honey. Mm.
You know, after knowing him for how many years, yeah, and then you're telling me based off of the 1 year after my divorce,
I'm going through things
and you don't give me my raise.
Yeah.
You tell me that I'm underperforming. It's like, okay, so this isn't really family. This is just the corporate world, which he should have known.
Well, rejection. You know, he lost his wife, he loved the performance, and now you're messing with his money.
But to be fair, he's still going to get the same money. He just wasn't going to get his raise. But I could understand how that could affect his ego that's already bruised.
Very fair. I also think this is around the time that Dwayne made it clear to his supervisors that he felt he was being, quote, tasked with work outside of his pay grade. Yeah, according to the report created by investigators after the murder. According to that report, his superiors were receptive to what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually gave him a little bit of, like, support. Quote, the suspect was told that he had been making improvements and was given encouragement. So it wasn't like he was telling them, hey, I'm unhappy about this. And they were just like, you know, deal with it. Get out of my face. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, we're hearing you. You're doing better. Whatever.
The crazy thing is if he was doing work outside his pay grade, and you don't increase my pay when it's time for me to increase, I would have been mad.
Yeah. I do feel like the situation may have been able to be handled better.
100%.
But you don't necessarily know that someone's like that fragile, or one little mistake or one little thing that you say can send them over the edge to kill a bunch of people, you know? Yeah. So it's not really anyone's fault here.
Yeah.
It's just corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
And during his 2019 evaluation, leaders in his department said that his job performance improved significantly enough that he would have met the expected standards.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. According to city manager Dave Hansen, quote, his performance was satisfactory. He was in good standing in his department. There were no issues of discipline ongoing.
Okay.
So he bounced back.
Turning it around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to say right now, that doesn't really add up to what was said about what was going on before the murders. And we're about to get to it in a little bit, but it's just, this case really rubbed me the wrong way because the way that the media was communicating and telling us things, it just doesn't line up. Doesn't line up. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about it.
So the media was lying.
Of course.
Yeah.
Fake news.
Let's say Trump was right about one thing.
Fake news.
Y'all be lying.
The media is definitely manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to his relationships with his coworkers, that's a whole nother story. And it wasn't great.
Oh.
Here we go.
Although one of his coworkers named Joseph Scott described Dwayne as, quote, a nice guy and claimed he never heard anything bad about Dwayne, other coworkers described Dwayne as quiet and introverted. And on the harsher side, some called him a jerk and said that he gave schizophrenic.
Oh, my God. He gave schizophrenic?
Yeah.
He was a jerk?
So harsh.
I wonder, like, if he had, like, personality issues. You know how, like, Brock was?
Shout out to Brock.
Loved him. But he also was, like, a jerk and also kind of gave schizophrenic.
So clearly his, you know, coworkers had a wide range of opinions about him.
Mm-hmm.
According to one of the victim's husbands, he felt that human resources failed them all and should have been paying attention to the warning signs.
What were the warning signs?
I don't know what they were. Jason Nixon, whose wife was Catherine Nixon, and she also went by Kate, so rest in peace to Kate.
Rest in peace, Kate.
Jason said, quote, my wife warned them all the time that there's something wrong with this guy.
Oh, my.
OMG. So he's been there for 15 years, and he was able to fly under the radar like that until it was too late.
I mean, it's easier to just be like, oh, no, you're just overthinking it than take responsibility and say, hey, like something's off with this man. Jason also felt that the work environment was toxic for Dwayne and that he was essentially pissed off that he had missed out on a promotion.
Right.
So
okay, I mean,
it's possible if he has nothing else right now going on in his life other than work, like this type of stuff can push someone off the edge.
Yeah, definitely some puzzle pieces missing.
Now, I don't know what signs Kate's husband was referring to or what specific warnings he said Kate was giving to the HR department, but there wasn't anything in his criminal history that suggested Dwayne could possibly become murderous, right? Because he didn't have one at all. But he did have a few violent run-ins with some of his coworkers.
Really?
Oh, well, okay.
In the week leading up to the mass shooting, Dwayne was involved in a violent altercation on city grounds.
Was who?
Who?
I wish I knew more. But it allegedly involved multiple employees.
What happened, Kayla?
And it was violent?
What the heck?
What do you know?
So just
sorry.
Mom, you trying to write a case.
I'm about to say you.
And you see what you come up with.
Miss Private Investigator, you go door knocking and find out more. Miss P.I.
And is, and was, and will be.
And Dwayne knew that he would be facing disciplinary action for this, which is low-key surprising to hear considering when city manager Dave Hansen was asked if there had been concerns or complaints, he said, quote, "We are not sensing that, and I have no evidence that that is the case."
When did he say that? Before or after he got in a violent altercation?
He said this after the murders. I read that there was multiple violent interactions, and then I read that there was multiple people involved in a violent interaction. Like I said, you can't trust the media. The police don't tell you everything.
No, they don't.
It's really like you have to talk to people that were actually there. Another report stated that, quote, "An investigation did not uncover any indications of violent tendencies or acts of violence committed by the suspect prior to May 31st, 2019.
Which was the day of the murders.
Right. So I'm like, who's lying?
I just think maybe they weren't finished with their investigation. And this sounds like a small... No, this is a government company.
I was about to say, yeah. And we're talking about someone that says this man was got into an altercation, was about to get punished for it, and now after he kills everyone, oh, there was no altercation.
I honestly feel like this is them covering their butts. Like, saying, there was no way we could have known that this was... Because, you know, they're going to be quick to sue somebody after something like
get to the
you killed 12 people and you all work at the same company. That company head should be on a rolling hill.
And did the media stress the truth? Was the altercation really violent? Because if it was, it should have been some reports made for show. If not at the job, outside the job, if you're gonna do something violently to me, I'm telling on somebody. You know,
well, Mom, how many times have you, you know, even with your stint at that company that sucked really bad and they fired you, you know, that altercation with that
What? Fired who? Which job?
Mom, don't get coy now. You know you got fired. You was basically bragging about it when it happened.
But I want that recorded. You put me out there. Come on, Mama got fired.
Crazy. That was diabolical. How many times has she probably gotten an altercation, physical or not, right, that they did not record and they covered her anyway? So clearly we can see that this happens within companies. Things go on that the company doesn't directly keep documentation of. Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
That's true, Kristen. That's very true.
So whether or not the altercation reports are true, Dwayne hadn't been punished for it yet when he entered the municipal building with two .45 caliber handguns.
Wow.
And one had a silencer on it. And they were both, like, purchased legally, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, this is a legal guy for the most part, right?
Seems like he's on his P's and Q's. One was bought in 2016 and the other one was bought in 2018.
Which means it doesn't feel like he premeditated this.
It doesn't feel
no.
Like, at least not for years.
Right.
Right, right. So it wasn't a 15-year stint of him just building up and all that stuff. And what year did he get divorced again? Do you remember?
2018. 2017 is when his divorce started.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he wasn't just trying to be out there being... Oh, Rambo-ish killing folks.
Right, because if he would have killed somebody, he would have killed his ex-wife first.
Authorities said that they'd later find two more guns at his home, which made me wonder, like, why didn't he bring those two? But maybe he thought he only needed two guns, and plus it was easier to conceal and carry them into the building.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Kayla, since you are a gun-carrying, rootin'-tootin', sweet-looking thing, how many rounds in a gun?
It depends. It can be range from 7 to 10. If you have an extendo clip, it can go from 20 to 50 to 100. You got a drum. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you know too much, and I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
That part.
Okay. Now this is horrible. But before he headed to his job to literally murder people, he took the unnecessary step of sending his resignation letter in via email, stating that he was giving them his 2-week notice. Which is so weird because he did it that morning before he left his house to go and do what he did anyway. So what was the point of that?
I think this is a game for him. I think it's either a game... I think it's a game for him.
It wasn't a game. I think he was being very vindictive of how leadership have dealt with him, or, you know, just a big slap in the face. I don't think he was thinking about, well, maybe I'm going to do this, maybe I'm not, or something like that. No, he went in there intentionally, I think.
Well, that's why I feel like he was playing a game, because I feel like, that's what I meant by that. It's like, if you were going to go do what you were going to do, there was no need to put in your resignation letter. But I think he was playing by even saying, I'm going to put in my resignation letter to throw shade, to be like extra petty. Mm-hmm. And then go up in there and say, this is the resignation, B word, and pop everybody.
Interesting. Well, what's even weirder to me, this letter that city manager David Hansen would later claim, you know, he sent, wouldn't be found. Couldn't be found. He literally was asked by a reporter during a press conference if Dwayne had given a reason for resigning or anything like that, like in his resignation letter. And Hansen said, quote, we are determining where that letter is. He notified his chain of command that morning. My understanding is he did that via email, end quote.
So then you should be able to find the email.
Like, how do you not know? These press conferences happened like 2-3 days after the murders, so you don't know where his resignation letter is, but you know that he sent one.
I think somebody's playing a game. Come here, lady.
Hansen is not telling the truth. Hansen is lying.
Somebody's lying. Smells like sardines up in here.
Definitely sounds fishy. Because, like, Hansen, first of all, you claim that there's nothing on the records as far as his violent interactions, right? Okay, we gave you that because maybe the timeline was just too fast before HR could record what was going on
there.
Now you're claiming that he sent a resignation letter, but now that resignation letter cannot be found, and it would be via email because, hello, this is 2019, and you can't find the email. That's a load of crock. So yeah, I really feel like their company is trying to hide their negligence when it came to Dwayne and his behavior,
quite possibly. So that Friday, May 31st, Dwayne waited till around 4 p.m. to leave his condo. Because remember, he doesn't usually go to work on Fridays. He waited, left his condo to head to work. But before he left the parking lot of his condo, one of his neighbors, that nosy chick, I'm pretty sure it was Hoerwin, because she is obsessed with him at this point. Just kidding. But she notices everything he does. One of his neighbors saw him sitting in his Subaru, just motionless, for a significant amount of time.
She need to get some more business, but she's probably right about it.
These are the situations where you're like, dang, I wish I paid more attention to my neighbor.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Now I'm going to have to be more vigilant.
Vigilant. Diligence.
I said vigilance.
Very confident. So yeah, he was sitting in his car looking creepy, whatever. She says she decided not to engage with him, but later said, quote, it's like now I can't help but think, what if I did say hello? Would it have changed things, maybe brightened his day? Or would it have made me the first victim?
That part.
Great question.
Because I would have thought immediately of that. But unless he had a sweet spot for.
You can't blame yourself, girl.
No, girl. Keep it pushing. All I know is I feel like Dwayne was going through things. I feel like nobody genuinely cared about Dwayne. I feel like they tried to care about him, but he was a recluse. It's hard to get to him. Mm-hmm. So what he was going to do, he was going to do regardless. I'm just shocked. I mean, he grew up in the area. How does he not have people, you know?
I mean, I don't know. It's not necessarily that he didn't talk to them, because I'm sure he still talked to them. And his family at the time was living in Yorktown, and Yorktown isn't that close. So, you know, it's kind of a drive.
Yeah.
And he's 40 years old. I don't expect him to be talking to his mother every day.
Yeah.
But I hope like, so. When y'all 40, y'all talk to me every day.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you're like, okay, I need to get to a doctor, and you call the doctor's office and you're on hold for like 25 minutes? Nobody has time for that. And to be fair, it kind of makes you feel like they don't really care about your well-being or your health when they make you wait that doggone long. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. You don't have to wait on the phone to speak to a receptionist who's going to ask you 100 million questions and have you on the phone for 35 minutes just to book an appointment.
Period.
ZocDoc makes it so much easier for you to get into your doctor's office and quickly. They will show you all the doctors in-network close to you so you can get the next available appointment.
I literally need to sign up for that today.
Like right now. So if you guys are sick of waiting, I highly suggest using ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/BlackJewCrime and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/BlackJewCrime, ZocDoc.com/BlackJewCrime. Okay, back to the episode. When he finally did get to work, Joseph Scott, remember we talked about him, he said something nice about...
He said that he was a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Joseph was also an engineer within the Department of Public Works, and he said that he saw Dwayne in the men's bathroom 5 minutes before the shooting started.
My God.
And he was brushing his teeth.
His teeth? In the men's bathroom at work?
I was like, what the heck? When I first heard that. And it was so weird, but apparently it was normal for Dwayne.
Oh.
According to Joseph, quote, he was in there brushing his teeth, which he always did after he ate. I said, hey, how you doing? What are you doing this weekend? It was a brief conversation.
Okay. So business as usual.
Very normal.
Yeah.
But this was all after he had already killed his first victim.
Oh my gosh.
How? When?
Dwayne shot the first victim while he was still in the parking lot and the victim was in their car. So from what I read, I wasn't necessarily able to find out which victim this was, but I do have a list of the victims, and we're going to talk about them and, you know, try to highlight some positives about them.
Well, rest in peace to the first victim mm-hmm. that was literally probably leaving freaking work or trying,
yeah,
or, you know, yeah, like was this close ready to being out of sight.
Yes.
Well, do we know if Dwayne had a list of people? He purposely had those 12 people on mind in mind.
Nope. We don't know that either.
Nope. Mm. We don't have nothing like that. Mm. When Dwayne entered building number 2 of the Virginia Beach Municipal Center, he killed 12 people and injured 4, spanning 3 floors in the building.
My God.
The people that lost their lives were Lakita Brown. She worked in the department for 4.5 years at the time of her death. According to one of her cousins, she enjoyed preaching and traveling. And that you could, quote, see the true joy she had. She also said about the funeral, the friend or the cousin said, quote, we were smiling, laughing, and so happy because we know what God promises in just a little while longer if we give our best and do not tire out. So I assume they're talking about, like, we'll make it to heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is really beautiful. Yeah. Ryan Cox worked for the city for 12 and a half years. His father was Ray Cox Sr., who pastored the New Hope Baptist Church in Virginia Beach.
Sure.
His older brother posted a tribute on Facebook saying, quote, my heart is hurting because my baby brother was murdered today. I won't hear his beautiful singing voice at church or home anymore. I loved my brother and will truly miss his caring soul until we meet again in heaven.
Amen. Aww. That's so sad.
Heartbreaking. 65-year-old Mary Gale had worked for the city for 24 years.
Golly.
She's adorable. Mm-hmm. And had planned to spend her off day at a spa to reward herself for how hard she'd been working. One of the biggest things that humanizes all of these people is the plans that they make.
because they don't know that they're not going to be able to be here the next day, you know, and it just really shocks you and it makes you realize that life is so short. You have no control over what happens next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So rest in peace to Mary.
Rest in peace, Mary. And all these people, they look happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her next door neighbor described her as a super sweet lady. She always had this big smile. She always was out in her yard working on something and talking to her daughters. They said she was the type of person to create gingerbread houses for everyone in her family every Christmas, which is crazy. Where do you find the time? Someone else that knew her shared this story about her. Quote, a few years ago when she traveled to California on business, all she could think about was stepping in the Pacific so she could say she touched both oceans in the same day. The pictures she sent back weren't of a mature woman walking on the beach, but of a middle-aged kid dancing in the surf.
Period.
Mary Lou will be missed by all who knew her.
Yeah. Hey, Mary.
So beautiful. Michelle Langer, who went by Missy, worked for the city for 12 years and was remembered as being a kind, faithful woman of God.
Wow.
Do you guys see a pattern so far?
Yeah, it's giving. He was killing Christians.
Yeah.
People that love the Lord.
He pulled the saw.
So rest in peace to Mary.
Rest in peace, Michelle.
Christopher Rapp worked for the city for only 11 months when he died. He was previously the director of public works for Stafford County, but had recently relocated to the Hampton Roads area. He reportedly loved Scottish music, played the bagpipes, and even did so in a band called Tidewater Pipes and Drums.
Wow, I really love people sometimes.
There's something out there for everyone.
That is so cool.
So cute.
I could see him in a kilt.
Mm-hmm. You know, right? I mean, I know, right? His bandmates shared a post on Facebook after his death saying he was quiet but had a passion for the pipes and Scottish culture.
Period.
So rest in peace, Christopher.
Rest in peace, Chris.
So sad. Herbert Snelling, who went by Bert, was actually working as a contractor and was at the municipal building that day picking up a permit.
Dang! He wasn't even in this.
Not in this. Bert was described as being kind and generous and always willing to help someone out that needed it. According to a woman he went to church with, she described how he and his wife were best friends and had just celebrated their wedding anniversary. And she also said, quote, he walked the halls of our church to make sure nothing happened. He protected us.
That's so sad.
Rest in peace to Bert.
Rest in peace, Herbert. Rest in peace.
A woman named Tara Gallagher also lost her life that day. She had been working for the city for 6 years. Alexander Gusev was an immigrant from Belarus, which is a country between Poland and Russia, and had worked for the city for about 9 years.
I mean, these people are thick in the game. Like, they are long employees.
He's known these people for a long
time.
Yeah. Heartbreaking. 52-year-old Joshua Hardy was described as a meticulous, religious man who took great pride in keeping his lawn in pristine shape. He had been working for the city for about 4.5 years at the time of his death. And Josh was living alone, but his neighbor named Clay took it upon himself to cut Josh's grass just the way he would have liked it and put up a wooden cross with an urn and flowers in front of Josh's town. Which is really, really sweet. Clay said, although he was feeling the loss of Josh, quote, it's not Joshua's loss, because for sure, as I am sitting right here touching this cross, this man is with our Savior. Richard Nettleton worked for the city for 28 years and was Dwayne's boss. Yeah, he lost his life. Catherine Nixon, who also went by Kate, had been working at public utilities for the city for 10 years. She was a senior engineer and came from a long line in her family of civil engineers, which I thought was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Her grandmother spoke out to a newspaper saying, quote, I still remember teaching her how to quilt when she was just a teenager. She leaves a hole in the realm that will never be filled.
It's hard.
In the realm.
I know. That was like,
this grief is so heavy. Kate had 3 daughters and her husband Jake said that Kate was our rock. She was the foundation of our family.
Wow.
Rest in peace to Kate.
Rest in peace, Kate.
Rest in peace to Josh. If we didn't say it, rest in peace to Richard. And Robert Williams, aka Bobby, worked for the city for 41 years.
41 years.
When he died.
41 years.
Oh. Yeah. During the mayhem, the police were called, and when they arrived to the scene, they eventually made contact with Dwayne, and I read that he was shot and killed, I assume, by the police. So if you're on Patreon, you see some of the crime scene photos, people being put into ambulances. There's a guy here standing with his shirt covered in blood, but he seems like he's unhurt.
Yeah.
But still, just horrible. So rest in peace to everyone that died except Dwayne.
That really sucks.
Yeah.
Like, wow. There's so many people that he knew, Kayla. He
personally knew for years.
Because they worked there longer, just as long, or if not longer than him. Some were like 4 years in, but like, this is years in the game of having relationships and seeing these people in the halls.
Yeah.
And you feel comfortable enough just coming in and killing them?
Yeah.
That's insane. And
only 12, because was he still shooting when the police arrived? Right. Or?
Good question. So we know that he injured 4 other people.
So that's 16 right there.
Right. So I don't know how many bullets. He only brought 2 guns. I don't know if he brought a bunch of magazines. I did read that they found some empty magazines. Mm-hmm. So maybe he was shooting and didn't, you know, hit a bunch of people. But also it's Friday at 4.
Yeah.
So there probably wasn't a lot of people, you know, in the offices anyway.
I wonder why he chose that time frame. He had all day to go. I wonder why he chose specifically 4 p.m.
Good question. Maybe he was targeting specific people.
Yeah.
The Virginia Beach community was knocked and rocked by the mass shooting. Like, I remember finding out about it. I was actually living out there. We talked about that. And I was in the municipal building 6, like 2 days before the shooting. I was dropping off like some paperwork or something like that. So when I learned about this, I just felt sick to my stomach. And a lot of people in the city, well, in Hampton Roads area, because that's like a few neighboring cities connected, Chesapeake, Portsmouth, Norfolk. They all really came together to support each other and the families of the victims.
That's good.
It's beautiful. The authorities, on the other hand, were really holding their cards close to their chests.
For what?
Great question. I feel like mass murders, especially ones that die during the attacks, are treated a lot differently than the ones that survive. For example, like I noticed they get less media attention, which causes the victims of the shootings to receive less attention. And the families of the victims actually agreed with that. They were like, we feel like they moved on too quickly to other shootings. I think the Texas Uvalde shooting happened not too long after. And then COVID-19 happened. So it was just a lot of things that just really took the Virginia Beach shooting off of everyone's radar.
Wow. Well, this is so sad.
Did any family member or did the ex come out or anybody connected to him?
Great question. We're going to get to it. In regards to Dwayne's case specifically, there is no account that I could find of what actually happened that day. Like, usually they have a full timeline of this would happen, this would happen. None of that was released from what I could find. And then even how he died, like, there weren't really any details surrounding, was he shot while he was shooting other people? Right. Like, you know, where are the body cams during this? In the following days, a few press conferences were held to, I guess, address some of the questions that the public had about what happened and why it happened. And the authorities were pretty vague. They said there was no obvious motive for the murders, but that they were still looking. The police chief said something that I thought was disgusting and in super poor taste. He said, quote, "We're looking as deep as we can into motives from work, personal motives, professional motives that could have happened. Right now, we don't have anything glaring. There's nothing that hits you right between the eyes."
Oh my God, why would he say that?
That's a real bad choice of words.
People just die. Have some couth.
That shows how desensitized and some people detached. Are.
Absolutely. To even say right between, like,
I'm surprised you can say that in a regular day
and then you say that.
Right. I'm surprised that there wasn't a gasp in the audience. Like, no, this dude did not.
Really, he disgusts me right now.
Me too. In March of 2021, authorities still had no idea what caused Dwayne to lose his mind and released a report with the conclusion, quote, "It appears we may never know why he committed this heinous act." And this was after the FBI was brought in to help the police department figure out if they, like, missed anything. But the FBI concluded basically the same exact thing. And they went a step further and conducted a behavioral analysis on Dwayne based on, like, information they found and talking to people that knew him. They said that he was preoccupied with how people viewed him and was upset that he had been essentially alienated from his coworkers because they thought he was weird. So that really played on like his mental.
Yeah, and maybe for years, because I'm like, all of a sudden you care now, you know, or did all of a sudden all of that abuse or what seemed like abuse and isolation to him finally break his back.
Right. And going through the divorce.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And not getting the promotion.
I think there was just a lot on his plate and he could not take it. DeBiro said, quote, the shooter's inflated sense of self-importance contributed to this conflict and led him to believe he was unjustly and repeatedly criticized and slighted. Violence was viewed by the shooter as a way to reconcile this conflict and restore his perverted view of justice. They also felt that Dwayne was such a recluse that even if there were signs of what he was about to do, he wasn't close enough to anyone for them to actually detect those signs.
Yeah.
So, you know, no one should really be at fault here unless there's something that we don't know, things that have been going on, mistreatment of him, and they're just covering their butts.
And they're covering it up. And it makes me think of what Kate said, how she kept telling everybody something's wrong with him, something's up with him.
Yeah. If that's the truth, then nobody was listening. And yeah, somebody should be blamed for this.
Well, but what about the dude? What about the dude that said he was nice?
Right.
So everyone got an opinion.
And that dude's still alive, by the way. At the time, I'm sure Dwayne was strapped because he had just already killed his first victim, came in, and was brushing his teeth after he ate, but it's 4-something p.m., so what are you eating for that late? You didn't even spend the whole day here.
Exactly. So and I don't even know if he ate.
Right. You met him in the bathroom. That could have been your chance. And he didn't touch that guy.
So it speaks to everyone doesn't get the same version of someone.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The FBI went on to say in the report, quote, he purposefully isolated himself by disengaging from relationships to conceal his intentions. Sure. No individual or group was in a position to see the confluence of behaviors that may have forewarned the attack.
Okay, but don't act like you know something, FBI. Y'all came in after the fact and he's dead. So to say that he purposely, you know, hid himself away from people. This guy has been working with these people for years, right? So if he... I wish we knew if he at one point had a relationship with them and he drew back or he was always the weird guy. You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's so much that we don't know. And it seems like, are we supposed to believe what the FBI is saying because they know more than us, because they're working with the full deck and we're only working with, you know, a half?
Right.
That's why it's so easy for the media to manipulate us and the government and the FBI and the police to manipulate us because we don't know what they know.
Yeah.
We only know what they want us to know.
Yeah.
And they didn't know him personally. They just going by what folks said and stuff. So it's still,
but at least they know what folks are saying. You know, we don't. They haven't told us anything other than the few little things that Kayla has gathered from the case.
Yeah.
I just want to know, where's his parents? Are they coming on to say anything?
We're gonna get to it.
Okay.
They also included in their report that Dwayne had, quote, significant mental health stressors that appeared to have contributed in part to his decompensation in the advance of the attack. However, mental health stressors alone cannot explain the Virginia Beach attack. So I feel like they're just telling us generic information 100%. That anybody could put together. But the one thing that they did stand on was that, quote, mass shootings are a predatory act, generally with planned and purposeful violence intended for an identified target, person, place, and institution. So whatever was going on with Dwayne drove him to commit this planned and purposeful act of violence.
I agree. I mean, it was his own job.
I believe that for the simple fact that the one man that said he was nice went in and greeted him after he already killed someone, and he still survived the other shooting. He didn't go after him.
I was literally going to say that.
Yeah.
And he killed his own boss, so... That kind of helps to the whole...
Kind of shows you that maybe it was intent. A vengeance thing.
Yeah.
Dwayne's family, who was probably getting a lot of hate and little love after the shooting, posted a note outside of their family home in Yorktown that read, and if you're on Patreon, you'll be able to see it. The family of Dwayne Craddock wishes to send our heartfelt condolences to the victims. We are grieving the loss of our loved one. At this time, we wish to focus on the victims and the lives lost during yesterday's tragic event. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families of those who lost their lives and those recovering in the hospital. Signed, the Craddocks. Now, I couldn't close out this case without mentioning something that was extremely bizarre to me. On June 15, 2023, a Norfolk News article was published alleging that, y'all, hold on to your drawers. A laptop belonging to Dwayne had been found 6 months earlier, so in January of 2023. A copy of the hard drive was made and given to the Virginia Attorney General's office, who planned to send it out for like analysis. So let's talk about that. A copy of a mass murderer's laptop's hard drive was sent to the AG, not the actual hard drive or the actual laptop.
So who the freak did that? Dwayne?
No.
The ex?
Listen to how this was found. One of the families of the victims sued Dwayne's estate in civil court for the murder of their family member and won. And I'm assuming they were like awarded a certain amount of money or something. I didn't see what the judgment entailed. But apparently it allowed for the sister of the victim to go into Dwayne's condo, where she started to clean out items. And that's when she found the laptop.
Huh?
I've never heard of this in the world. My 28 years.
And then, first of all, I have multiple questions. How did she get in the house? One, how do you win that? That's not your home. That was never your home. So how are you in his man's house, which is should be a part of a crime scene?
Thank you.
Two, how can you still find stuff that the FBI and the cops did not grab? That's evidence.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And this is four, this
4 years
is four
later.
4 years after.
And three, why is his condo still like,
just sitting there? That's what I'm saying. Evidence. I have no clue. Maybe he bought the condo. Okay, cool. But, you know, you would think that his family would get access to this. Or you would think that when they went to his house and found the extra guns that they quote that,
right,
that they
right.
claimed that he had, they would have found the laptop.
Oh, my God.
But this woman, who's the sister of a murder victim, which, let's be real, that already looks a little sketchy because I don't know. To me, it sounds crazy.
And then it's like, how can you file a lawsuit against Dwayne's family?
His estate.
His estate. So then in that way, if she won, I can understand why they let her in to his estate.
Correct. But I'm more shocked about how she was able to find
evidence,
a laptop in the
she
home
planted
and
it.
The police did it.
Mom says she planted it.
What was on the drive?
We don't know yet. And it's been a year. And we still don't know. And remember Kate Dixon's husband, Jason? Well, mm-hmm. He said that he remembered seeing Dwayne's laptop often when he would visit Kate at work for lunch. First of all, who remembers a laptop?
Right.
That's a little fishy.
Unless
to me.
The laptop had like a funky sticker on it that makes you laugh. Like, you know, like, everyone has a laptop
has
at work.
Laptop. Yeah. Jason said, quote, I told everyone there was a laptop from day one and they just treated me like I was crazy. Which, like, everyone has a laptop. I'm just so confused.
My thing, was it Kate's sister that went in there?
It's not Kate. It wasn't them. Jason said a lot of people assume that they were the family that sued and won, but it wasn't them, he claims.
Mm-hmm. I think Jason's just trying to be relevant with the laptop thing. Because, what's the big idea? Okay, he had a laptop. I'm sure everybody was like, okay, and? But unless he was telling the police, did you check his laptop? Did you see if he put anything premeditative on that device?
And why was Jason looking at his laptop every time he went in the office?
Yeah, that's weird. Unless there was like a funky sticker on it or something.
Maybe they sat close to each other. I think from Jason's point of view, he said, like, I'm not going to give this up. I owe this to my daughters to find out why their mother was killed. You know, a lot of people need the why to really feel like they have closure.
Understood.
Jason also said, quote, I think that once we get into the hard drive, we'll be able to see what the etching shows. You can't hide everything. So I just feel like they're looking for a manifesto. They're looking for some type of explanation for what happened.
But he said you can't hide everything.
Right.
So he feels like somebody's hiding something.
Maybe Dwayne was. Because there's no overt information to show that, yes, he was planning this. This is why he did it. You know, maybe he hid that. I don't know. But like I said, maybe somebody is hiding something. Maybe Jason knows more, whatever. But to this day, the sister, who I think is named Kelly Converse Fowler, that's the sister of the victim, she still has the original laptop.
Ciao!
And only copies have been sent to the DA's office and the AG and stuff like that.
The fact that she even has to send a copy to them. as if they did not already have evidence or already gone into his place and found these pieces of evidence. Funky. Bad, bro. Mm-hmm.
The Virginia Beach Mass Shooting Commission released a statement saying, basically, if they find something worthwhile, they'll determine if it's even useful because of the way that they received the hard drive. Because, like, from, you know, which is
right
messed up in the beginning. But so the what is the whole point?
Why didn't yeah, what's you have the point? It
anyway, is the first question. Two, why even look at it just so you can know? You're not going to tell us, one. And then you're like, oh, we'll decide if we can use it or not. Okay. Well, at this point, this is a sham. You're lucky yes, Dwayne is dead, you right. know, and we've already convicted him.
In the court of people opinion.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. We don't know for sure what happened inside of that building. Let's be real. And am I saying he didn't do it? Absolutely not. But it's crazy how the police, the media, and the people can twist information and botch the investigation so much so that it literally makes like an alleged guilty man look like maybe someone was plotting on him.
And what if it wasn't just Dwayne? Like, what if there's more pieces to this pie? The government company is already being a little, you know, shifty on things, yeah. not finding the resignation letter that would have been emailed, but claiming he gave one, you know, being a little sketchy with the information that they give. The FBI and them are leaving evidence in his apartment,
right? And then leaving mm-hmm. the evidence in other people's
possession. That's
weird.
Very and this was weird. At a government building. This is weird.
This is very weird.
And what's on it that she done copied the hard drive and sent it and kept on? What, she need collateral?
Or maybe she felt like she couldn't trust them with the original.
Well, that because she couldn't
then Joseph said, you can't hide everything. You know, like yeah. maybe they feel like something's going on. The case is being mishandled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm praying. I'm hoping, you know, that they're upset about that and not tainting the case themselves, you know?
Yeah.
The investigators aren't saying that Dwayne didn't do it.
Right.
They just don't know why he did it. Right. So I think that's what they're really working toward. But either way, like I said, I'm not saying I don't think that he did it necessarily. I just think the way that it's being handled is really funky. And if it was my job to put him on death row or not, I probably couldn't say yes, put him on death row based on the information that I'm seeing here. That's all I'm saying.
It just doesn't, it doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right at all.
Doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I'm still suspicious of that Hansen guy. He ain't forthcoming.
Yeah. Maybe, mm-hmm. yeah. We give everyone the benefit of the doubt, right? But that's, mm-hmm. at the end of the day got in.
Interesting. And that's our case this week.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so I told you it wasn't going to make you happy, but, you know, it is something. Definitely something.
It's something. It's something. It's so many unanswered questions.
Yeah. Yeah. It really sucks. Like, yeah. Was this a setup? Was this just a man who felt angry at what was being done to him?
Right.
Was somebody using this not so bright or off guy to yeah. do their own bidding?
Yeah.
What's mm-hmm. going on?
What happened? But yeah, so that's our case for this week, you guys. Please let us know what you thought. This one was, I think, a hosh-posh of bagosh.
Yeah.
And
it's goulash.
I don't know. It's goulash, Mom. I don't know. I don't know. Mm. Rest in peace to the victims. So yes. sorry that they lost their lives.
Yeah.
You know, we wish we knew more, but at the same time, like, going into any place and killing a bunch of people is unacceptable, yeah. regardless mm-hmm. of if you were bullied or, like, what the case was. So. Yeah. These people have families and
yeah,
our heart goes out to them. So
every single one of them.
Yeah, yeah, every single one of them.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Thank you, Mom, for joining us again this week. If you guys enjoy the show at all, please give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and even Facebook. It really helps the show grow. And yeah, as always, before we go,
be safe, protect your peace, and protect your space. So we don't have to cover your case, friends.
Period.
Bye. Bye, friends.
Thanks so much for listening to the show. You can stream all of our episodes on Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And if you enjoyed the show, please leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and even Facebook. It's the best way to help the show grow, and it's completely free. For bonus content, you can find us on Patreon. And for more information about the show, you can visit blacktruecrime.com. See you next time.